You're listening to Morning Edition on KUAR 89.1. Legislation to create a tax credit to cover the tuition of private schools across Arkansas failed to advance Thursday in a House committee. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has more on the debate.
The House sponsor, Republican Ken Bragg of Sheridan, argued the bill would provide options for hundreds of students from low-income families across the state.
Wealthier parents have that opportunity. They can take their children and pay for private schools anywhere they want to go. Lower income children and some of these others that are confined to a geographic area, they have the choice, but they don't have the opportunity. And that's what I think this bill provides, is the opportunity for about 400 students out of 480,000 in the whole public school system, you know, to exercise the opportunity to have a chance to succeed in their educational experience.
Families would get a tax credit for donations to some nonprofits, which would go toward vouchers. But Bragg faced extensive questions from members of the panel, including Representative Fred Allen, a Democrat from Little Rock.
Do you feel that this bill will weaken the public school system?
No. If I thought that, I would never bring this bill before you.
Okay. Do you think that if this is approved, that we are opening a Pandora's box that could possibly weaken our school system?
No. It could be expanded, but I mean, we're talking right now about 400 students out of 486,000. It's you know, call it a trial if you want, but I think it's just providing a choice and an opportunity for parents to exercise that choice.
Brian Duffy, superintendent of the Jacksonville North Pulaski School District, questioned whether private schools would be held to the same standards as public schools.
My main concern, even whether it's you call it tax credits or donations, not direct state money, there's still this accountability piece that will the private schools still have to comply with ESSA? Will they have to have school improvement plans? Will they have to do course approvals for all their courses that are offered for students? That's the piece that's missing, that's been a longstanding position of our administrators group.
That was also a concern for Dan Jordan with the Arkansas School Board Association. He said the proposal would end up costing public schools.
This bill allows individuals to divert money that would have otherwise gone to general revenue to pay for students to attend a private K-12 school.
After more than an hour and a half of discussion, Representative Bragg closed by telling the committee,
"We need choices, and that's all we're saying. Parents want choices. Parents should be able to choose, you know, the best educational opportunity for their children. And the status quo just does not always provide those choices."
By a vote of 7-11, the bill failed to advance. Some are now wondering if a different voucher proposal, which had the backing of Governor Asa Hutchinson but failed in a Senate committee, could now be revived. The so-called Capital Promise Scholarship would be limited to Pulaski County and provide up to $1.5 million annually from the governor's discretionary fund to pay the tuition of about 500 students. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.